Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and with me now, Congressman Gerald Nadler, Democrat from Brooklyn and Manhattan, who is introducing in Congress something called a resolution of inquiry. It's a parliamentary maneuver that could force into the open information on Donald Trump's business conflicts, ethics violations, and Russia ties to the extent that they exist. Let's find out how. Hi, Congressman. Welcome back to WNYC.
Good morning.
What is a resolution of inquiry?
Resolution of inquiry is under House rules resolution, which is a privileged resolution, which means it must be voted on and be debated and voted on in committee within 14 legislative days, or failing that, then it must be voted on the House floor in 3 days. So it stops the ability of the majority to completely
as Congressman Nadler's cell phone rings
to completely block something. It will be considered in the Judiciary Committee. We've been formally notified today.
So how specific or how broad is your resolution?
Well, the resolution specifically asks the Justice Department to turn over to the House any criminal or counterintelligence investigation, all documents of any sort, referring to, one, any criminal counterintelligence investigation targeting President Trump, Michael Flynn, Paul Manafort, Carter Page, Roger Stone, or any employee of the Executive Office of the President; two, any investment by any foreign government or agent of a foreign government into any entity owned in whole or in part by Donald Trump; three, President Trump's proposal to maintain an interest in his business dealings; four, President Trump's plan to donate the profits of any foreign government's use of his hotels to the Treasury; five, the Foreign Emoluments Clause, as it may, of the Constitution, as it may pertain to President Trump or to any employee of the Executive Office of the President; and any possible violations of 18 other U.S. statutes.
Do you need evidence of some kind of wrongdoing or probable cause to have some suspicion?
No. First of all, we're not accusing anybody of anything. All we're doing is demanding that if there is a criminal or counterintelligence investigation of any of these people going on, and if they have documents, they have to turn over all the documents with regard to that to the House, and they have to turn over any documents referencing anything else. Now, do we have reasonable suspicions of all kinds of things? Yes, we do. I think we do. For one thing, the big elephant in the room, obviously, is this president is belligerent to everybody. He's belligerent to China, to Mexico, to our NATO allies, to everybody except Russia, which he fawns all over, which leads to the question of why. What are his business dealings there? Now, he says he has no business dealings, but his son said money was pouring in a couple of years ago. Money was pouring in from Russia. We know that from 17 intelligence agencies, we know that the Russians tried to manipulate the American election to favor Donald Trump. We now are told that high officials in the Trump campaign were in communication and contact with Russian intelligence officials during the campaign. What were they talking about? It certainly leads to the question of, was there collusion between the Trump campaign and a foreign power to try to rig an American election? That would raise the most serious consequences. This is what we have to know. We cannot allow a cover-up, and what the resolution of inquiry will do will either to make sure that Congress can exercise its oversight role, or it will show the Republicans all voting for a cover-up, one way or the other.
Now, CNN broke the story last week, and the White House hated it and disputed it, of Reince Priebus asking the FBI to exonerate the Trump campaign for any suspected collusion with Russia during the campaign. And the FBI refused, though it also has not offered news organizations any evidence of collusion. Would this resolution of inquiry force anything relevant to that into the open?
Well, any documents with reference to collusion, to any criminal counterintelligence investigation targeting any of these people, which I assume would cover any collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians, it would force the Justice Department to give all these documents to Congress. Some of them subject to classification restrictions, and some presumably not. Now, by the way, Reince Priebus asking the FBI to comment on an ongoing investigation and to exonerate he ought to be disciplined. He ought to be fired for that. And he says that the FBI volunteered information first. Well, if that's true, whoever did that in the FBI ought to be volunteered. The FBI is not supposed to comment on ongoing investigations. And certainly when during the campaign, people asked, I asked, is there an investigation of Hillary Clinton? No comment one way or the other.
They argue that if there's this explosive New York Times story out there, which there is, that says campaign officials had contacts with Russian intelligence repeatedly through the campaign, but there's no specific evidence in the Times story for what those contacts are, between who, how far did they go, was there any collusion, but the whole thing looks really bad just on, you know, the amount of information that was reported. And then the FBI tells Priebus, well, we don't have any evidence.
The FBI is breaking every rule by telling Priebus that, number one, if they did that. And number two, the FBI, as Mr. Comey said repeatedly in testimony before the Judiciary Committee last September and to everybody else, the FBI is not supposed to comment on ongoing investigations or whether there is an ongoing investigation. And the White House asking them to do that is highly improper. But again, the question comes down to what is going on, and Sessions, who is now the boss of the FBI as Attorney General, he was a high official of the Trump campaign, and his refusal to recuse himself from this is A, outrageous, and B, very suspicious. So we have to worry about destruction of evidence even, and that's why it has to be given to Congress. That's one reason.
What do you think about Congressman Daryl Issa, historically a very partisan Republican, now saying Sessions should recuse himself because he's too close to it and there should be an independent investigation? Is this
independent prosecutor.
Is this indicative of a seriousness growing in the Republican caucus, or is this just Daryl Issa because his district is changing and becoming
more
Democrat?
I don't know. We'll see. I hope it's the fact that more and more Republicans are seeing that it is their duty to exercise oversight and not to allow what amounts to a cover-up to go on, or possible cover-up to go on. Now, we'll find out about Daryl Issa on Tuesday. Daryl is a member of the Judiciary Committee. I'm hoping, given his stated view, that he will vote for this resolution.
Okay. So what you have with this resolution of inquiry is the guarantee of a debate in the House Judiciary Committee on
yes.
which you sit and on which Daryl Issa sits.
And a vote in the committee.
And so do you have any reason to think that the vote might be positive as opposed to Republicans voting no for the most part?
Depends how cynical you want to be in your view of Republicans. A cynical view would say the Republicans are marching in lockstep and covering up whatever is there. Hopefully, some Republicans, Daryl Issa, given what he said, perhaps, and maybe some others, will be willing to vote for minimal oversight. Remember, we have a constitutional duty of oversight of the executive branch. Here, you've got the most serious possible allegations. And they're all only allegations. We don't know if there was any collusion, but possibly. We do know, apparently, that there was contact between Trump campaign officials and the Russian intelligence officials during the election, or so we're told. Is that really true? If it's true, what was going on? That has got to be known because it goes to the integrity of an American election and the integrity of whether a foreign power we know the foreign power tried to rig the election, but was there collusion between the campaign or maybe even between the president of the United States and the foreign power to rig an election? That goes to the very legitimacy of it goes to the heart of our democracy. And hopefully Republicans will want to get to the bottom of this and not simply cover it up.
On the clause of your resolution asking for documents pertaining to investment in Trump's businesses by a foreign government or agents of a foreign government, are you looking to see if Trump is in violation of the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution?
Well, that's one thing. We specifically specify the Emoluments Clause a couple of paragraphs later. But it's not just that. Yes, first of all, I think he's clearly in violation of the Emoluments Clause. We don't need this information. The fact that the Chinese government gave a Trump entity a copyright, maybe perfectly legitimately, but that's an emolument. which is why he ought to divest. The fact that foreign officials are staying at his hotel in Washington, even if they're paying normal rate, that's an emolument. Those are violations of the Emoluments Clause.
Payments to an American official by a foreign government.
By a foreign government, yes. That's an emolument. But the important thing is we should know. There's a big question, as I said before. Why is Trump so uncharacteristically fawning over Putin and over no other foreign leader? Is it business investments? I mean, maybe yes, maybe no.
Last thing, if this passes in the House Judiciary Committee, could it force Trump's tax returns into the open?
No, I don't think that this resolution would. Now, the Ways and Means Committee unfortunately voted down a resolution. The House has the power to do that. But that would come out of the Ways and Means Committee. They voted that down on party line vote. I assume that will bring it up again. But this, if it passes, would force every member of the House to vote in effect on whether we should do our oversight role properly, on whether we should protect the integrity of American elections, or whether we should participate in a cover-up.
By the way, the Washington Post says inquiries of resolution have been filed hundreds of times since the 1940s, usually against people of the opposite party from the filer. Why haven't most people ever heard of this?
Ever heard of the technique?
Yes.
I don't know. It has been done, usually with very little publicity, usually not on something nearly as serious as this. But the beauty of a resolution of inquiry is that they cannot simply pigeonhole it. There must be a vote either in committee or on the floor.
Congressman Gerald Nadler, Democrat from Manhattan and Brooklyn, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Andrew Solomon next. Stay with us.